would tell you a little story. There was a Zen master. A disciple came to him . When he came to the master looked into his eyes and said, "Remain silent." But he hadn't said anything. He hadn't opened his mouth. This was the first thing the master said. He hadn't even introduced himself. "Hello, who are you?" "Be silent," he said. This seeker, he was thinking, the master must be occupied with something. I will wait. But this waiting, it went on and on. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. 12 years he went it. 12 years he waited. Many people came and went during these 12 years. Crowds came and went. Some stayed, some left. Many people come, look, leave. But this man, he was just waiting, waiting. And it was a very long wait, 12 years. But because the master had said, "Be quiet, just stay there," he waited. And he stayed in silence. And slowly, slowly, the mind dropped, thinking stopped. Because if you don't use something, what is the need? When you don't need to think, slowly, slowly, you start focusing on that which is happening in the moment. You don't need to think about tomorrow. You don't need to worry what you're going to do. He had his food, he had his sleep, and he had very good company. He was just sitting with the master, watching, waiting for his turn. Must be a very innocent man. And finally, the mind stopped totally. No, after 12 years, the master looked at him and said, "No, there's no need to ask anything. Still, you don't need to say anything. But no, you know." This was the second sentence the master had said to him. Almost like it was connected to the first that he had said 12 years before. First he said, "No, be quiet. Just stay in silence, wait." Then second, "No, you don't need to say anything. Nothing is needed. No, you know." And the disciple laughed. No, he stopped seeing. What was his trick? And the master said, no, you can go. If you want to, no, you know. No, you can teach. You can bring people here. But he was in no interest of going, because everything was available. Maybe the master had to kick him out then. Depends what kind of master he was. His other people, his disciple, asked the old master again and again, how did this happen? This young man was not doing anything. And now you say he has become enlightened, a master in his own right. He was just waiting there, wasting time. He looked stupid, dull, to all of us. Everybody thought he was just a fool. He never said anything. He was just piddling around, doing small work in the garden, in the kitchen. And he went on sitting and sitting, sitting. He was just lazy. What are you saying? How can it be that he has become a master? But the master said, he doesn't need to do practical things, and he doesn't need to practice anything. He simply listened. His innocence was such, he just listened. He surrendered without knowing what surrender was. He was totally available. And that is what surrender is. You keep your own mind away. Let it say what it wants to say, but you came to listen to the master. No, he said something. This is very unusual. He must be very ready. There was no need on his part to do anything else than just stay. He had a total yes. Then I entered him and he worked. I worked for 12 years on him. And he was allowing it. Deeper and deeper. More and more silent. More and more in tune. Slowly, slowly, we started beating in one harmony. That is what surrender is, what devotion is. You just accept it. But it has to be total. It's very difficult to find these kind of people who stop their life totally and just stay. No, people are so busy, they have so many plans, so much to do. But that's how easy it could be. Just listen, and it doesn't need even to take 12 years. But maybe this was one of the ways this master was working. And people were much more silent before. It was in the society even. It was accepted in Japan, in China, in India. You had to have time if you came to the master. But of course many people come and go because they are not finished with doing. they are not finished with their dreams. Then again, you get sidetracked, diluted. I work in many different ways, because who is ready to wait 12 years in silence? I'm more flexible, and everybody is different. One part is very difficult now, because everybody is very different. And in fact, everybody is unique. That's why I can't have only one part. Many parts is needed, but it's all the same. Slowly, slowly, trying to bring you more understanding, more silence, more receptivity, more wisdom, more relaxation. How is it going, Shahada? Very good. You say, my beloved, what was it in the satsang yesterday? My God, I get so immensely happy when I manage to feel so intensely what you are saying. It was very good for me to relax my boring thoughts. I have been going through a cooking so big regarding money, independence, desire to stay here forever, ideas. It is still so hard for me. But I find comfort when I'm cooking in a pot among all these satsangs and all these nice people. When I think that this big pot is about to explode, Yogendra gives me a hug. Yogita carries me. Sugandhi and her mischief, Bhakti and her super care. Prana cheers me up for a walk in the forest. Bansi and his way of showing love through simplicity. And Suvitti and Chitta. Everyone. Love, love, love. And I know that it is because of this that we can say, isn't this the best place in the whole world? I just want to be with you, with love, Shahada. It is the best place. And you're very lucky. You realize it. You feel it. It's very easy to miss. Very easy. Because people, even if they are here, they are not here. You're innocent. You say, I get immensely happy when I manage to feel so intensely what you are saying. Yes. One thing is to hear it, another thing is to listen and feel. That is what Jesus means when he said, eat me, drink me. Then you feel it, and then you get nourished then. And when you eat and drink the words of Jesus, then you get very nourished then. But you are used to eating all kinds of words, all kinds of ideas. No, you have to keep all those bad words, bad influences away and start taking good influence. You have to become more conscious of what you eat and drink. It is very good for me to relax my boring thoughts. Yes, it's very good. I have been going through a cooking so big regarding money, independence, desire to stay here forever, ideas. It is still so hard for me. No, it's not hard. Is it? It changes. And that's how you grow. It is hard and then it's not hard. It's many things to learn. Life is the greatest art. This is an art school here. It's good you finish your university. No, you are an art school. Sometimes school is hard, but not if you want to go there. Then it's not hard then. Then even hardship is very good. That's how you have to learn many things. And you know it, isn't this the best place in the whole world? I just want to be with you. When you know what you really want, then it's possible. The worst thing is for the people who are just wishy-washy. One moment they want that, the next moment one they want this. They just go after the mind and the feelings and the dreams. They don't know. They are not steady. If you're steady, then everything is possible. But this steadiness, it comes slowly, slowly. When you really see what you want. In the beginning you don't know, you're just swept away but it's not conscious.
Shiva Shankara Parameshvara Shiva Shankari Om. Shiva Shankari Om. Shiva Shankari Om. Jai Shiva Shankar Hari Om. Parameshvara De Shiva Shankar Hari Om.
Namo Shivaya.
Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Jai Shiva Shankara. Jai Shiva Shankara. Jai Shiva Shankara Hari Om.
Falling in tune. It's a happening, no? You know, it's nothing you can do, it happens. I remember when you first came, you said it was like an arrow through the heart. Huh?
Missile.
A missile. Yeah? That's good. That's a good beginning. When you have a missile through the heart, then you make space then. Huh? First you have to make space. Hmm? Then you go in. Sometimes it happens spontaneous in the beginning, but then you have to make it conscious. Hmm? More and more you just stay, you just allow it to happen. There's nothing you can do. The only thing is to be available and be focused or have this longing. That is the only thing that helps. When you know, this is why I'm here, this is the most important, then it happens by itself. And how can it happen? How can you find something if you look at the wrong places where it's not? It's impossible. But if you are where it is, and this is what you want, then it's very easy then. That's why they say it can be very easy, and it's also very, very difficult. Huh? That's the paradox. The journey can be very, very long, very hard, and it can be very, very short, very easy. It just depends. It's a mystery. But what is really beautiful is that the mystery is happening. These things that we can talk about, it's happening. And we are talking about it. Beloved Swar, everything changes, you once told me. And so it has done. Not to the opposite, but in new ways. New ways I would never have thought of. Sometime it scared the shit out of me, but most of the time I'm just grateful. The blissful spring has been a joyful experience. I met a new good friend, Rasiko, who, by the way, is a wonderful chef. What else can he be? He's Italian, no? He stays some days with me in Bergen between part 1 and 2. It just clicked, as it does sometimes. I have one question though. I have had the experience that when I open up for love, it doesn't discriminate between anything, not between partners, mine or other children, friends, and so on. It is, in a way, stronger than any feeling I used to direct to some specific person. Please comment. Thank you, Master, for leading me home, Diren. Very good, Diren. I see that things are happening now. Letting go more and more, no? Because no more and more trust, you know this is the right now. Fear, always in the beginning. The old is always afraid. When you see the new is much more beautiful than you ever could imagine, then it's easy to let go then. Before you have let go, then it's always been afraid. Always fear then. You say, everything changes, you once told me, and so it has done. Not to the opposite, but in new ways I would never have thought of. No. You cannot have thought about it. It's too big. It's too unknown. Sometime it scared the shit out of me. But most of the time I'm just grateful. That is part of the work of the Master, to scare the shit out of it. Because when all the shit is gone, then he can fill in other beautiful things. It's part of the process. You thought that this shit was so valuable, you were holding on to it.
My shit.
It's been with me long time.
It's the only thing I have, my shit.
You're very scared when I try to flush you out. What will happen then? I will be without shit. My God. Boing. Into the big unknown. Clean, empty, no shit. Who am I then? Yes, then just gratefulness then. Then beautiful thing, you put flowers instead of shit, no? Rubies and diamonds and sunlight and kisses and some chocolate pudding. Whatever you like. Yeah? But it's more conscious than. That is very nice. But no, it's a new chapter now, Diren, and I see you start enjoying, you're falling more in tune. It's good. You have found something that is more beautiful. I have one question though. I have had the experience that when I'm open up for love, it doesn't discriminate between anything, not between partners, mine, or other children, friends, or so on. It is in a way stronger than any feeling I used to direct to some specific person. Thank you, Master, for leading me home. Yes, because you are used to love, which is not love. And love is not the relationship with some, it's a state of being. If you are alone, you are in love. If you are with people, you are love. No? When you go in, it's silence, it's peace. When you go out, it's love. And then, whatever, the more you come back to yourself, like you say, thank you, Master, for leading me home. the more you're coming back home, the more you see this state of love that you are. Then that love, the more you realize yourself, is just, love is a shadow of knowing who you are. Then that love, whatever it is, you will love the trees, you will love the children, you will love the grown-ups, you will love everything. Hmm? But that love also needs consciousness, awareness. Hmm? Because very few people in this world understand love. Hmm? So sometimes you have to give it out in small doses, so it's not a shock. Undiluted love. No? People understand anger, they understand jealousy, they understand trips, they understand fear, they don't understand love. So that's why also love and awareness should go together. The more love, the more awareness. Mm? Out of the awareness you see, because people are disillusioned about love, which you know from your own story, from yourself. Mm? No, something new is knocking on the door. The more and more you're coming back home, the more and more you feel that love. It's just a shadow of knowing oneself. It's the fragrance of the self that is love. Then everything is love. That's why all mystics, they have been attracted to nature, the silent, because the mountain, the animals, the tree, the river, it won't judge you when you hug it. But people, many people, they don't understand. So it's good that you're coming closer and you have this new experience. But just be aware in it. And when you, for the first time, when you feel this love, then you start feeling freedom, because it's a love, it doesn't depend on anybody or anything. That's why love gives freedom. If it depends on something, then you enslave them. But love and awareness, they should go together. Because it's very easy when you start feeling love, the old is misusing it unconsciously. It's like when you get very happy, excited, free, you can be too much. Suddenly you want to hug everybody, kiss everybody, you know. You can be an annoyance. This is many times it happens in my retreats. People get, they've been so frozen for so long, and now suddenly they want, oh, I feel so happy. And they jump on somebody, and this person, maybe for the first time in his life, he could sit, he feels silence. At last, a touch of, this is what they mean about meditation. Oh my God! Then you have somebody jumping, oh, I feel so, I love everybody. Awareness. That's the thing. You understand? Beloved, many changes has been happening in my life the last weeks, both inside and outside. And amidst those changes, sometimes I felt lost, sometimes found. But all the time I have felt somewhat more open, more available, more vulnerable. And in this deep longing, a deep longing surfaced, a longing to be more truthful, more real, more loving, more naked, to risk more, not to be so concerned about the future, to act without fear of making mistakes, without fear of act foolishly, to dare more, to be more devoted, devoted to you, to love, to life. A pull to be in love with life itself, like a deeper surrender, is knocking on the door. And it feels so good to live this love, to be in love with such a lovely master, who is tirelessly pouring this divine wine on us, quenching our thirst, who just want to see us happy. Thank you for being available so we can serve you. I love you, Ram. It is needed to feel lost sometimes, because then you are helpless. Then you remember. That's why accidents is also good sometimes. It's a little wake-up call. You're coming back to reality, to something deeper. And that's what has happened. All the time I have felt somewhat more open, more available, more vulnerable. And in this a deep longing surfaced, a longing to be more truthful, more real, more loving, more naked. To risk more, not to be so concerned about the future. To act without fear of making mistakes, without fear or act foolishly. To be more devoted, devoted to you, to love, to life. This is one of the things for a master to keep you on the path, so you remember. Because again and again you can forget. But every time you remember, it will become deeper, more real, that this is why you are here. Then you will be more devoted, more truthful, more real, more naked, more available. And then it's very easy. When you are naked and available, when you are not diluted, and the master feels it, he sees it, but he can't do anything. But how good it is when you are clear. Nothing makes him more happy when you stand up for the truth. A deeper surrender is knocking on the door. This surrender just comes when you go deeper in yourself. Because it's bigger than you. It is, in fact, the deepest part of you. It wants to be devoted to life, to love. And the Master is just an excuse for that. So the closer you come, the more and more you see that is one. You say, thank you for being available so we can serve you. Serving me, you serve that. You serve life, you serve love, you serve yourself. The Master is just an excuse. But as long as you see it as a separation, it will always be conflict. It's too much you then. The more you come back, the more you see things clear. The closer you come, the deeper this longing is, the more you see that it's one. And it feels so good to live this love, to be in love with such a lovely Master. Yes. You are very fortunate. Is nothing is as good as to live this love. And on top of it, you have a lovely Master. It could be a very ugly Master, then maybe more difficult. No? The Master comes in all shapes and all forms. But remember, the Master is pointing to something deep. Who is tirelessly pouring this divine wine on us, quenching our thirst. Who just wants to see us happy. Yes. No, drink more now. When you know that this is what you want, drink more, be more available. Get out of your own way. Now is when it's happening. And be more creative. Like you said also, you want to be more creative, take more responsibility. So I don't have to ask again and again, I don't have to ask you. You please be creative, be available. Have new ideas. Be intelligent. Be alive. And that is the way to serve. And then more and more happiness will... Happiness comes like a shadow when you're serving love. What can give you more love? And the more you realize, the more clear it becomes. And sometimes you have to be lost, you have to get hurt, you have to have an accident, because you take it for granted again and again. Become alert now, see what is happening now. Put all your energies into this, what is happening. Be a part. devotion comes of someplace very deep. It's not a shallow thing. It's slowly, slowly. It's maturing. It's impossible to feel any devotion on the surface in the beginning when you are just shallow, fighting with the waves, trying to survive, being afraid, thinking only of yourself. When you have given up that you can't do anything, you want to surrender to something bigger, you want to be available. Whatever happens, and in that let go, in that trust, in that surrender, only then you realize that you are taken care of. Then you can sink down into the depth. Then a totally different understanding that this is how really how things are. This is what I'm always been longing for. Then the whole will support you then. And then happiness comes. When you are part of the whole, you will be happy. Otherwise, life is always a struggle. When you are apart, then there is joy. And then you can say, thank you. Thank you for being available so you can serve you. Because this service is for the all. May that be the only longing, and that longing brings it into a reality that this is how it is. This is what I want. This is what makes me happy. Have no doubt. Okay, good. I'm happy you're back now. It's much easier now. Because you have been gone away sometimes. Then I'm worried, then what is happening? No, it's much easier. That's my dilemma. Where are you going? You come back now. What are you doing? You don't even know yourself. How can I know? When you know, then be sure I know. May everybody be happy and be more real. Aum Shanti. everything falls into place when you are real. When you are available. May everybody be happy. Aum Shanti.